We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hello, campers. Hello, self-isolationists. Hello, self-quarantiners. I guess we'll wait and see 9 o'clock in the morning when the Greenville City Council has their next emergency meeting, whether or not they end up passing, 10 o'clock in the morning, sorry about that, stay-at-home order. That is one of the things on their agenda, along with their urging the governor to issue a stay-at-home order for the entire state. It's going to be fascinating to see what the economic impact of all this is going to be. As we get rolling here in the 5 o'clock Follies, as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. So we'll see what happens in the morning. In the meantime, in on the text line, BMAC, where is the government getting this money? $4 trillion, just printing it? Are we just printing money and are dead broke? Well, there's a piece today at Conservative U.S. website. Calculations about the total cost of coronavirus shutdowns and lockdowns are made. The results are devastating. If this government-ordered shutdown continues for much more than another week or two, the human cost of job losses and bankruptcies will exceed what most Americans imagine. This won't be popular to hear in some quarters, but federal and state officials need to start adjusting their antivirus strategy now to avoid an economic recession that will dwarf the harm from 2008 and 2009. Much of the world economy has shuttered to a halt. In the U.S. alone, a record 3.3 million filed for unemployment benefits in late March. What is it now? 6.6 million? Something like that? President Trump once mused about lifting pandemic restrictions by mid-April to prevent more economic damage, but ultimately settled on extending federal advice to maintain physical distancing through the end of April. The president's decision, however, has only put off the question of when exactly cities and states should begin to ease up on distancing orders. If you keep the shutdown going for 2 months more than we need to, that is an unbelievably costly mistake. Grassfire put together their estimate for the cost of the shutdowns related to COVID-19, and the amount is staggering. Brace yourself. Stock market loss in valuation, $10.5 trillion. Direct losses to the economy, that is, lowering the GDP, they estimate the GDP will contract by 3.8% this year. That is direct losses to the U.S. economy of another $2.39 trillion. Loss of jobs and wages. The Fed, Federal Reserve in St. Louis, projecting the possibility of up to 47 million lost jobs, 32.1% on unemployment, far greater than the Great Depression of the 30s. That was 24.9%. But what's the cost? One study after 08-09 found that losing your job during that recession cost the person $112,000 over the next 25 years. In today's dollars, that's $135,000. Using this estimate, that means the COVID-19 economic shutdown cost U.S. workers in wages to unemployed workers $5.2 trillion. More deficit in government spending. All the emergency stimulus efforts of Congress simply adding to the piles and piles of debts. So the added debt is a real cost that somebody will have to pay at some point. We will pay in a devaluation of our dollars in the long run, saddling our children and grandchildren with an impossible debt burden. And what does the U.S. cost? One estimate says the global spending from coronavirus will be $10 trillion. Here's what we know about the U.S. coronavirus spending bills. Phase one, a paltry $8.3 billion. Phase two, no one knows. One estimate is $100 billion, what they call chump change, a rounding error in D.C. Phase three, not yet passed, but the original number of $1 trillion was mocked, so the Senate went for $2 trillion, and the House upped it to $2.2. But wait, the Phase three stimulus actually created an additional $4.5 trillion in borrowing through a helicopter credit drop. That is a manipulation to give the government more borrowing power, which gives us a total of $6.8 trillion so far. But wait, since we'll never pay that money back, the deficit only grows. Let's add in 30 years of interest. That's a 2.5%, and we get a grand total of the total cost of new deficit spending, $14.28 trillion and counting. You ready for the total? $32.434 trillion. $32.5 trillion. Yes, that is more than the entire annual GDP of the U.S. So, there's another unintended consequence of what we're dealing with. In on the text line this afternoon, 71307. Bobby, when people's bank accounts are empty, you'll see riots and then the lifting of these closures. Bill Gates calls for a digital certificate to identify who receives the COVID-19 vaccine. Oh, great. There's the mark of the beast for us, right? Bobby, texter merely says, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Okay. Bobby Mack, at this point, I think our elected officials are non-essential, and they should not get a paycheck until our economy is back up and running. Let's see what else has here that I may have skipped over in the past. Bobby, one thing about a caller earlier suggested healthy suggestions to help your immune system. One thing about too much garlic, nobody will want to be within 6 feet of you. There you go. There's always a silver lining in all these dark clouds. So many people spending substantially more time at home now than they previously ever did. And our homes, of course, are what we made them. Most of us just didn't figure we'd be spending so much time in them. As we're trying to make the best of it, here's another Bobby Mack semi-professional players, totally unnecessary song parody from our Quarantunes collection.
I'm staring at the same four walls, about as bored as I can be. Can't take another FaceTime call. And watching TikTok videos really ain't my thing.
I hear ya.
Thank God for Netflix and the Tiger King.
Oh, please.
As I'm staying home, Playing Minecraft on my phone, hoarding sanitizer and counting my TP. My diet's gone. Beer for breakfast, bring it on. And for dinner, I'll just eat a block of cheese. Wearing sweatpants so my gut has room to roam.
Sorry to hear
yeah,
that.
I'm staying home.
Yeah. That's what we're doing. We are staying home. Daughtry fans may appreciate that. Our quarantine for today. Or then again, they may not appreciate it. 16 after 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yes, that doity lowdown. Great to have you along. Bobby Mac Show here on a gorgeous Thursday afternoon here in the upstate of South Carolina. This seems like as good a time as any for us to go ahead and work in today's edition. We haven't had them for a while, so the Bobettes will join me for today's edition of ATF. Right after Gary Goodvoice does the honors.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McLean presents Amazing True Facts.
That's right. They're amazing and they're true. And I am joined for ATF, as always, by Miss Moneypenny, typically on the other side of the glass, but now on the other side of town.
Hello.
And little Annie joins us from the news center as well this afternoon.
Greetings, stay-at-homies.
Need some good news, ladies?
Yes.
Please. Please,
well,
God.
Here's a piece of corporate synergy we never saw coming. The lunatics at PepsiCo just created Mountain Dew-flavored Doritos.
No, gross.
I have to try them just once.
Ew.
Just once. Hey, once.
Yeah, it may be enough. According to one person who tried them, they taste like, quote, citrus lime detergent.
That's pretty good,
that,
though.
Doesn't sound very appetizing,
it's vivid.
Does it? Well, you know, you can't be around other humans. I guess this is how you improvise when you need some help. 51-year-old guy from Lakewood, Washington, got into a high-speed chase with the cops on Sunday in his 96 Buick.
Classic.
As the cops were chasing him, they realized he wasn't driving. No, he hadn't asked Jesus to take the wheel. He had put his pit bull behind the wheel.
Bonehead.
Left turn, Clyde.
Get this. The car was going over 100 miles per hour, and the guy wound up hitting two other cars before the cops stopped him with spike strips. Amazingly, no one was hurt. His explanation? Yeah, I want to hear this, right? The guy told the cops he was teaching the dog how to drive, which was which was why the pit bull was in the driver's seat, charged with DUI, reckless driving, hit and run, and felony eluding. The dog, however, is not facing any charges.
I thought you were going to say he told him the dog was sober.
Yeah. I told my baby doll, Brenda, the only way I would have had the pit bull behind the wheel, if it was Brad Pitt's pit bull from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. You know, that dog may have been smart enough to figure it out. Here's an excuse for speeding that no cop had heard before this year. 35-year-old guy in Sydney, Australia. He was pulled over Monday for doing 100-plus in his Lamborghini. By the way, the speed limit at the time was 55 miles an hour, so he'd somewhat exceeded that. His excuse, he told the cops, he was rushing to the hospital to get tested for the coronavirus.
I've heard of that. Roll up your window and hold up a sign.
Oh, man. Cops gave him a fine for speeding and his license was suspended. We don't know if he actually tested positive or not. And this is really disturbing news.
Uh-oh.
Did you, you know, we know many of the sports events have been canceled, right?
Yeah.
Well, Wimbledon, the great tennis match in the UK, has also now been canceled. We checked with former Wimbledon champ John McEnroe for his reaction.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
Afraid we are, John. It's first time since
World War II.
That's right. That the Wimbledon tennis tournament has been postponed. With so many people stuck at home, we have joked in our quarantines about people all over Netflix and what have you. A new poll asked Americans, what is your favorite streaming service while you're quarantining for the Wuhan flu? Mm-hmm. As you might expect, 35% said they've been on Netflix the most. 10% said Hulu. 9% said Amazon Prime. 4% said Disney Plus, and 1% said Apple. Okay?
Yeah.
I will say all of the above, except for Apple.
Yeah, everybody's wearing them out. By the way, if you're curious, 55% of people say they have one or two streaming services. 34% said they have three or four. 8% have five or six.
Wow.
1% said they have seven or eight. And 2%. Obviously, are psychos who have more than 10.
What was the second one, Bobby?
hang on just a second, and I'll tell you. Shifted away from that page. Number two on the list was Hulu.
No. The percentage of people.
Oh, Netflix was 35%. Hulu, 10%.
The people that have three or more.
Oh, the number percentage of people who have three or more?
Yes.
Was one in three, 34%.
Okay. I am a third of the population.
Fine. And finally, for today's ATF, here we are beginning an April unlike any other. So we need some things to look forward to. Brighter days ahead.
Yeah.
First and foremost, experts think we'll see the number of coronavirus cases start to trend down later this month, probably peaking in about 2 weeks. So hang tight. Other things to look forward to in April, sports on hold right now. However, WrestleMania is coming up.
Wait, how are they going to do that with 6 feet apart?
It's going to be interesting to watch. I guess they're going to be doing it in hazmat suits or something. And the first round of the NFL draft, it's canceled for Las Vegas, but it is still scheduled for April 23rd. I guess they're going to do a virtual NFL draft. April 15th will not be as stressful this year, now that tax day has been pushed back to July 15th. Plenty of TV to watch. The Modern Family finale is coming up next Wednesday. The Who Wants to Be a Millionaire reboot starts the same night. The new Bachelor spinoff, Listen to Your Heart, lands April 13th. Sixth season of Bosch is on Amazon Prime on April 17th. Do you guys follow Bosch? Have you watched Bosch?
What is Bosch?
It's a L.A. detective.
No.
Nope.
Yeah. Good show. If you have not seen it, it's a good
cool.
show. And the Grammy salute to the artist formerly known as Prince airs April 21st. And obviously the big one, Easter, April 12th. Let's see. National Beer Day is April 7th. Let's see. That's a Tuesday. Moneypenny was just suggesting that we do an ATF imbibed one day. Maybe
that
maybe,
is the perfect day.
Maybe that's the day for it.
Awesome.
But then Passover begins the next day, April the 8th. National Pet Day is April 11th. Miss Megan probably will be sleeping through that one.
I think today is National PB&J Day.
It is indeed.
Awesome.
And
that's what
Earth
I'll have
day,
for supper then.
For all those climate changers out there, Earth Day is April 22nd. And don't forget, since so many people are working from home right now, this one is easier to celebrate than ever. April 16th, mark it on your calendars, ladies. Okay?
Yeah.
April 16th, okay. That is a Thursday, I believe.
Right.
It's not
that
my birthday,
is,
though.
It is Wear Pajamas to Work Day.
Yes!
Does that mean the gold Speedo counts on that day? For me?
Only at your house.
and the velvet smoking jacket to go
at
with
your it. House. But we want pictures or it did not happen.
No Facebook Live on this one, I can guarantee you.
Thank Colin and Brenda. Oh, my gosh.
Thanks, ladies. That is today's ATF. 5:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center, and I'm right back on the other side as we cruise on here on a gorgeous springtime afternoon on WORD. Welcome back. 5:38 now, 22 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Just watching out of the corner of my eye on Fox News, the White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing, and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is speaking now, and I'm sure he's talking about the rebate checks. By the way, Moneypenny just passed along to me that we also got word. If you are in the category of owing money to the IRS and you are still going to get the $1,200, then that amount can be deducted from whatever amount you may presently owe the IRS. Okay? In on the text line, Bobby, Red Meat Alert. Barron's has printed an article about Nancy Pelosi's husband's stock and options trading leading up to the virus crisis, possible insider trading. SEC needs to look into this. Yeah, I've got that story coming up in the Bobby Mac stack. Yeah, I'm holding my breath for the SEC to investigate Pelosi's husband. Bobby, about the calendar and upcoming events, don't forget January 1st through December 31st is Wear Pajamas to Walmart Days. So there you go. And Moneypenny added also to Ingles. Pajamas perfectly acceptable there as well, apparently. Bobby, I have Pluto TV, and it's completely free. I also found out that Spartanburg County Library has an app called Canopy, with a K, K-A-N-O-P-Y, and it has movies, and it's free if you have a library card. The only service I do pay for is Netflix. There are apps out there for free for people on a budget. You just have to kind of search around to find them. Bobby Mac, Air New Zealand is providing 1.6 miles of social distance between each one of their parked airplanes. There is a minimum number. Actually, that probably would be clicks, since it is New Zealand, probably would be clicks instead of miles. Bobby, April 15th would never be stressful if Washington would pass the fare tax into law and the economy would come booming back when we get to go back to work. please don't let this crisis go to waste. Bobby, the only thing I have is radio.com, and all I play is WORD. Thank you, Bob and the Bobettes. Gotcha. From Dave in Gurr. Bobby Mack, I concur. Bosch is an awesome TV show. That's spelled B-O-S-C-H, by the way. I didn't realize season 6 is almost here. Thanks for sharing that. Keep up the great work, Bobby Mack and Bobettes. Bob, I certainly would like for these fire ants to get the coronavirus. I'm tired of them. I know whereof you speak. When I lived in Charleston, the house that I bought in West Ashley, and that turf had previously been spoken for by the fire ants. I tried everything under the sun to get rid of those little buggers and finally constructed my own poor man's version of literally napalm. And that finally convinced them to vacate the premises. Bobby, WWE is doing WrestleMania at the Performance Center where they train, and there will be no crowd. Bobby, yeah, the virtual draft is called Fantasy Football. Gotcha. Bobby, Uncle Berto's Burritos, Five Forks, doing a land office business tonight. Thank you for passing that along. Bobby, you know, Murphy, you remember Murphy, the golden retriever, Murphy could have driven that car, but they would have gotten lost. That's right, because Murphy was lost forever. To the phones we go. Let's bring in Gene. He is in Greenville. Hi, Gene, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Good morning, Bobby. I want to speak about, you brought up some events that are coming up in the springtime. And
right.
A few other events that I haven't heard about, and I think we ought to focus on that, and then the totality of what has occurred so far this spring. And I think you may or may not agree with my analysis. I know there are many that do agree. And it goes, basically, what about the three horse races? The Belmont Stakes, right? The Pemlico and the Kentucky
Preakness.
Derby. I've not
right.
heard
and
anything about that.
Yeah, no, and we are left to assume, I guess, they're going to be postponed. So it's going to be weird. What, we're going to have the World Series and the Super Bowl in the same week? Is that right?
Well, to my knowledge, I don't know. I'm sure there are coronaviruses that infect the horses, but whether the SARS types has a toast horses. But do you realize, in all reality, those horses are more valuable than all the people that would attend the race or even watch it? Do you realize that?
Yeah, the
dollars.
Those Arabian stallions. Yeah,
right.
Now, that's pricey horse flesh.
But something even more important, and I've had arguments with a few. How should I put it? Naive Christians about this day, Earth Day. You know Earth Day?
Oh yeah, right. It's a big anniversary this year. It's like the 50th anniversary of they're trying to convince us that we're all going to die within, I don't know, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, something.
If we don't confess to Mother Earth or Gaia or whatever
right.
you call it.
Whatever the dirt worshippers are asking us to do, right, yeah.
Well, 50 is a very significant biblical number. You do know that. The Pentecost is 50 days after the resurrection of the Messiah from his first his earthly coming, Jesus, of course. We know that.
There you go.
All this together. The school's closing. Okay, I guess graduation ceremonies, I don't know what they're going to do with that. Then we have the athletic events, the spring athletic events, you know, that close out the winter, begin the spring, baseball
right.
starting, on and on it goes, and some theatrical events, and many. And, of course, what's even happened to our economy. Did it ever occur to you, Bobby, that God, the almighty God of the universe that created you and me, I don't know about the other people around you, but certainly he created you and me.
Right.
He has vanquished for a season, our idols.
Yeah, sure. The,
because
the
he
false
is saying,
ones?
You know,
yeah.
I am the Lord thy God, thou shalt have no other idol before me. I desire your worship. Think about that, Bobby.
Right. Mm. That is some food for thought. Thank you, Gene. Appreciate that. Yeah, so much for the sports heroes right now, right? 5:45, and I love these some of these athletes. This athlete or that athlete is a warrior. Sorry, but no. Unless somebody is shooting at you with intent, I don't think you're a warrior. 6:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back. Welcome back. It's 5:50, 10 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show as we come into the closing minutes of the 5 o'clock follies here on Thursday. And in on my text line, in reference to today's amazing true fact stories, Bobby, you don't really expect a pit bull to obey the speed limit, do you? Another texter said, so there was no pit and run? And now that I think about it, no pit maneuver. Either. Bobby, remember the CBO doesn't count any of Obama's bailouts, and that was $9.4 trillion. Bobby, current governor is a piece of, well, fill in the blank. He's head of the executive branch, but can't look into executive branch agencies, the unemployment officer, and how they mess with people. By the way, their phone system is screwed up, too. BMAC, the infrastructure spending is fast-track spending. That's reasonable. And then only $42 trillion to repay. Gotcha. Bobby, how can I get those numbers of money losses because of the virus to where I can send it? Some people that need to hear it. That piece is found on the website whatfinger.com. All one word, whatfinger.com, as in thumbs up or thumbs down. Big Man Bob, these stimulus bills remind me of Patrick Henry's famous quote, give me liberty or give me $1,200. I remember that. He was a Virginian, as am I, by birth. Bobby, heard this morning on Vince's show during the COVID-19 epidemic. Thought you'd like to share it with your audience. Sung to the tune of the State Farm jingle, and like a good neighbor, stay over there. Ooh, that was really off key. Also, if you're out of TP, according to the Cintas commercial aired on 106.3, just became a customer of theirs. They will deliver it to your house from John and Greg. Okay, that's good to know. Thank you from John and Greenville. Thanks for all you do. Bobby, if the COVID-19 vaccine is anything like the regular flu vaccine year after year, it'll be blanking worthless. Bob, a bonus to improve your immune system with consumption of garlic, no vampires. There you go. Bobby, I was curious how the ACLU is looking out for us at a time like this. I found out they're making sure that abortion clinics stay open and the prisons are safe. We were talking earlier about some of the governmental overreach that the current circumstances are presenting to politicians an opportunity to employ. This today from, where is this from? Oh, this is from... Sundance. Comrades, again, we note our voluntary transponder devices, that is, cell phone, Fitbit, etc., are being used by government officials to monitor our stay-at-home COVID-19 compliance. It only takes one slight flip of the government switch or a carefully worded executive order to turn that innocuous data into a personal penalty. That would be a civil fine. So if you choose to roam, ditch your phone. The KDHE, Kansas Department of Health and Environment, is using a GPS program that tracks people's locations through their cell phones. From the data, the state can tell that a lot of Kansans are not following social distancing guidelines. The program the state is using gave Kansas a grade of B Monday, but has now downgraded the state to a C. Dr. Norman, I guess this is the guy that runs it, said some Kansas counties are getting an F because how many people are not observing the stay-at-home order? A good reason to make sure that the settings are appropriately set so that Big Brother can't go with you everywhere that you go. By the way, there was a little dust-up at the White House yesterday. Jordan Schachtel tweeted about this. You know that the president really likes OANN, One America News Network, especially since the folks at Fox have taken a decided turn to the left these days. The tweet from Jordan said, OANN is the only network asking questions that are important to the other half of America. The rest of the White House press corps largely asks the same repetitive questions. The White House press corps is attempting to silence the concerns of tens of millions of Americans. And this below it, breaking, the WHCA, that's the White House press corps, has voted to remove OANN from the seat rotation in the White House briefing room. Quote, we did this because a reporter for this outlet twice attended press briefings in contravention of this policy. Oh my goodness! What an egregious mistake on their part. And look, this is the same White House press corps that rushed to defend Jim the Acoster from CNN. So, doesn't surprise me. It's just an excuse to try and make it tougher on them. One more to go. The bonus hour still ahead here on Thursday on the Bobby Mac Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.